Ever felt trapped in a creative black hole with your screenplay? Blake Snyder's Save the Cat Strikes Back offers a lifeline that has rescued countless writers from the abyss. This isn't just another screenwriting manual. It's a complete survival guide for navigating Hollywood while preserving your creative sanity. What makes this approach revolutionary is its paradoxical insight. Trouble is good. If you breeze through your script without trouble, you're doing something wrong. The struggles you face aren't roadblocks, they're the very stepping stones to breakthrough. From testing your ideas to surviving rewrite hell, this blueprint transforms moments of despair into opportunities for success, whether you're crafting your first screenplay or your 15th. We often fall in love with ideas that seem brilliant until shared. Like Snyder's embarrassing twinkle concept about a widowed Santa finding love in New York, emotional attachment can blind us to obvious flaws. Warning signs include reluctance to share your idea, theft pareidolia, rushing to write before losing inspiration, or fixating on cool scenes rather than developing a coherent story. These defense mechanisms hide your concept's weaknesses. A strong logline is your first defense against wasted effort. It needs four elements: an emotionally compelling hero, implied transformation, inherent irony, and clear stakes. The Jaws logline exemplifies this. A waterphobic sheriff must enter the ocean to save his town. The ultimate test? Pitch your idea and observe reactions carefully. Often, the concept you thought too simple generates enthusiasm, while your surefire hit meets silence. Trust these reactions. They preview audience response. After refining your logline, structure your screenplay using the Blake Snyder Beat Sheet, an industry-standard framework. This isn't a formula, but a transformation machine, guiding characters from deficiency to wholeness through 15P beats. The opening image establishes your starting world, while the theme stated introduces what your hero needs to learn. The setup reveals your hero's flawed, ordinary world until the catalyst disrupts everything. The debate shows resistance until they break into two. The B story introduces relationships teaching the theme, while fun and games delivers on your premise's promise. At the midpoint, everything changes with a false victory or defeat. Bad guys close in as pressures mount, leading to all is lost, your hero's lowest point. During Dark Night of the Soul, they face their deepest fears before Break Into 3 reveals the solution. The finale proves they've changed, culminating in a final image showing transformation. This structure works because it mirrors how humans process change and growth. Every great story, from The Godfather to Finding Nemo, follows this pattern because it reflects our journey from resistance to transformation. When scripts falter, they usually lack a clear spine, the central narrative thread guiding both writer and audience through the emotional journey. To strengthen your story's spine, ask these five diagnostic questions. Who's the hero? They must be deeply flawed yet sympathetic, with the biggest arc and greatest need to change, like Rick in Casablanca transforming from cynical isolationist to sacrificial hero. What's the problem? Any compelling story centers on the most important event that ever happened to the hero. In Die Hard, John McClane's external problem, terrorists, forces him to confront his internal one, his failing marriage. How does it begin and end? Your hero typically starts as an underdog and ends transformed. Consider Andy Dufresne in The Shawshank Redemption, beginning wrongly imprisoned and ending as the architect of his own freedom. What are the tangible and spiritual goals? The tangible goal must be concrete, a trophy, promotion, or finding someone. The spiritual goal reveals the deeper journey. In The King's Speech, Birdie's tangible goal is delivering a speech without stammering. But his spiritual goal is finding his voice as a leader. What's it about? This reveals your story's thematic heart. In Good Will Hunting, Will's journey shows that intellectual brilliance means nothing without emotional courage. When applying these questions to troubled scripts, solutions emerge. One writer discovered his WWE resistance fighter story was about moral choices, not wartime action. Another realized his Border Patrol hero needed prejudices to overcome, creating a journey from bias to understanding. Rewriting involves executives dissecting your creation as initial magic yields to scrutiny. This isn't personal, it's filmmaking's collaborative nature. Professionals excel by working effectively with others while preserving their story's essence. Enter note sessions with openness. These meetings test your ability to process feedback and deliver results, with early interactions often determining your future with the studio. Balance investment with professionalism. Count to 10 before responding to difficult notes and always begin positively. Learn to interpret the real meaning behind confusing feedback. When Snyder received a note to make a script 25% funnier, he understood they wanted more memorable comedic moments. Too broad often means not funny, while it feels thin typically indicates insufficient subplot. When stuck in rewrites, address obvious character questions you might be avoiding, like, why doesn't she just call the police? Don't create elaborate setups merely to justify scenes you love. If it needs that much explanation, it probably doesn't belong. Sometimes you need to pull the pin, overcoming reluctance to start over by discarding what isn't working and keeping only the best elements. Writing success boils down to one question. Do you want it badly enough to declare it and work for it? We all face obstacles, discouraging relatives, rejections, self-doubt, but success hinges on discipline, focus, and positive energy. After 7 struggling years in Hollywood, Snyder retreated to Santa Barbara feeling like a failure. At 31, broke with no prospects, he discovered his late father's books on positive thinking and recognized his mistakes, stubbornness, lack of focus, and negativity. In an audacious moment, he bought an orange notebook and wrote How to Be a Famous Screenwriter, declaring his intention despite having no rational reason to believe it possible. This declaration triggered unexpected opportunities, TV writing work, an affordable office, and renewed purpose. By claiming transformation, he transformed. He turned writing into a serious job with dedicated hours and prepared meticulously for meetings, studying every film by producers or directors he'd meet. His breakthrough came with a script bidding war, selling for $300,000 against $500,000. Within 3 years, he co-wrote $2 million scripts and secured a Disney deal. His journals from that period already mentioned giving back through a screenwriting book, outlining topics that would become Save the Cat, years before selling his first screenplay. As a Chinese film student noted, the Save the Cat moment isn't just about making us like the hero. By saving the cat, the hero gives and receives new life. That's the transformation available to all writers, finding something remarkable beyond your darkest moments. In screenwriting as in life, success isn't about avoiding trouble. It's about striking back when trouble finds you.